It's a story that keeps flipping expectations. So just when the audience thinks they understand the plan, something shifts. So it has a twist-driven payoff that, you know, I'm really excited to share, and I hope it knocks audience off their feet.
That's Sean Keneally, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Sean Keneally is directing the Theodore Lawrence production of Dial M for Murder. The play opens on April 17th and runs through the 26th. Sean, welcome to Conversations.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, this is Dial M for Murder, and this is a classic play and movie, but for those not familiar with it, tell us about the plot of Dial M for Murder.
Dial M for Murder has had multiple lives, as you said, but to go back to the basics, Dial M is a thriller set in 1950 London. The story revolves around Tony Wendes, a failed writer who discovers his wealthy wife, Margot, has been unfaithful. Motivated by jealousy, Tony plans the perfect murder, blackmailing an old acquaintance into killing her. But of course, you know, the plan goes wrong. Margot fights back, kills her attacker. So Tony quickly adapts. He manipulates the evidence and makes Margot look like the killer. You know, Margot's quickly arrested. All looks lost until a sharp inspector begins to notice, you know, little inconsistencies with the murder, which begins to unravel Tony's plan. So at its heart, it's about a perfect murder motivated by jealousy that goes wrong.
Well, in the original play was by Frederick Knott. And the play that you're presenting at Theodore Lawrence is an adaptation by Jeffrey Hatcher. So how does this new version differ from the original?
Oh, great question. So I would say Hatcher's version, you know, it really keeps the original suspense intact, but it does feel a bit more contemporary for more modern audience. And I'd say, you know, most noticeably, Hatcher really streamlined the dialogue and pacing, so the tension builds much more quickly. He reduced some of the period-heavy language, which, while keeping it feeling like it's natural to the 1950s setting, and I would say most noticeably, he added flexibility in the casting, especially by allowing roles like the Maxine character to be played by any gender. So overall, you know, he keeps the original suspense, but definitely more for a contemporary audience.
And who do you envision as the audience for this play?
You know, I'm gonna go out and say, I would say you should be over 18. I'll start with that. but that one note aside, I would say anyone that, you know, has a penchant for a thriller, suspense, a love story. I think you said it best that this story has had multiple lives, and the reason it has multiple lives is that it really speaks to audiences for multiple reasons. This story, it hits upon almost every human emotions, the ones that we're ashamed of, like jealousy and rage, and the ones that we want to invite the most, like love and the deepest feelings we have for someone. So I think if you like good storytelling and you want to be surprised, this could be for anybody.
Well, this is a small cast. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, great question. So we have a cast of five people, and I'm proud to say a lot of them are new to the Theodore Lawrence stage. They've done a fantastic job really jumping in and taking something in a 1950s setting and making it their own and making it, again, really accessible to a modern audience. I think most notably, we've had to work on a lot of fight choreography, which the team has really leaned into. There is a murder scene on stage. Don't worry, we won't cover the audience in blood, but it is something that we've had a lot of fun playing with, a lot of physicality with this play. And on top of the physicality, I think this play really is, you know, our puzzle wrapped in enigma, if you will. And it's been really fun for me to work with them and really think about how do we unravel this puzzle and not confuse the audience and really have them still be drawn into the human emotions of, you know, the rage of why this perfect murder even happened and the love behind some of the characters as well.
Sean, what can you tell us about the sets and costumes for this production since it's set in the 1950s?
Yeah, so we really lean into, of course, the 1950s setting. This is an affluent family. Tony Wendes and Margot's families are rather wealthy at the time for 1950s London. So we've gone big. It is, I would call it a flashy set. We pulled out all the bells and whistles to make it feel like this is a wealthy family in this time period. The costumes also speak to that. You know, I think we kind of leaned a little bit on like, you know, a kind of a Downton Abbey feel, if you will, or a Gilded Age feel. We really want to feel like the audience is transported into a wealthy setting in the 1950s. Of course, with a really gritty undertone. And I think that's where kind of the lighting and the sound comes in. The set maybe looks like the perfect family, but the lighting and the sound is really going to make the audience feel like something darker is happening this entire time, which is something I'm really excited to lean into.
I'm curious, obviously, you know, every production has its challenges, but what have you enjoyed the most about bringing this play to the Theodore Lawrence stage?
I think what I enjoyed working on this play the most is the fact that it is you know, like you said, it's had so many different versions between film adaptations, television adaptations, stage adaptations. And I know it's going to continue to have multiple adaptations. Dial M will, 50 years from now, there will be other versions of it, other film adaptations, hopefully other stage adaptations. So I think being able to be part of that journey is something I'm really proud of, and inviting the actors to be part of that journey, because this will continue on. And I think we were able to put our unique spin on it, and that's something I'm super proud of.
Why do you think it has remained over all these decades and for the future to be something that appeals to audiences?
I think at its core, you know, Dial M has a simple, gripping premise. The idea of a perfect murder gone wrong is, you know, it's instantly understandable and hooks people fast. You know, no background knowledge is needed when you walk into this play. I think it has really relatable human stakes. At its core, it's about a marriage, betrayal, greed, survival. It has universal themes that land with almost any audience. And I think at the end, it's a story that keeps flipping expectations. So just when the audience thinks they understand the plan, something shifts. So it has a twist-driven payoff that, you know, I'm really excited to share, and I hope it knocks audience off their feet.
Well, tell us about the show times and how people can get tickets.
Yeah, so this show will go up on April 17th, Friday through Sunday, and then the following week, April 24th, 25th, 26th, you can get tickets by going to theaterlawrence.com or also calling our site at 785-843-7469 or also visiting the Theater Lawrence box office.
Sean Keneally is directing the Theater Lawrence production of Dial M for Murder. Sean, thank you for talking with me today.
I really appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for your help.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.